Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Dub Nation is Moses Moody. Catch my head coach Steve Kerr with Willard and Dibbs each and every week right here on 95.7 The Game.
Actually, catch my guy Moses Moody in his three-point rain show. That's what you should catch.
Can't catch him, no. Coming
up again tomorrow in Orlando, then Miami. You ever been to Orlando?
No, never Orlando. No. No,
I got taken there by a family for my middle school graduation, and we went out there and did Disney World. Yeah, like my best friend in middle school.
Just
we went
the way
out
you
there.
Said that. I got taken there. You got abducted.
Yeah, totally.
It sounded like back here, too. Yeah.
Well, my parents were like, we're not buying flights. They drove everywhere. We drove to Canada when I was a kid. But family down the street's like, we're flying to Orlando. Can we have your son? They're like, sure.
We got all the kids.
Yeah, now that I'm a parent, I know what that feels like. Yes,
seriously.
Take the kid for a week. You got it.
Take my kids, please.
All right. We're live in the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk is righteously brewed in San Francisco, and it's out to the River Islands guest line for Steve Kerr, who is always presented by Great Clips in sports. Success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Steve Kerr has been to Orlando. In fact, he's in Orlando right now, and we're told is walking around loose on the streets of Orlando as we speak. What do you see, Steve? What's going on out there?
Well, before I get to that, I just want you to know that I, too, was taken to Orlando in 1992 by the Magic, and it felt like an abduction as well. So we have that in common.
Yeah, exactly. I probably had a little bit more fun on my trip than you did, though. Yours probably didn't feel like Disney World, did it?
No, it did not. I got traded from Cleveland to the Magic, and I spent about 4 months there. It was Shaq's rookie year, and I think I played about, a total of 100 minutes. So spent a lot of time at the end of the bench, and, it was not my favorite season of my NBA career, I can tell you that.
I think I forgot that you were teammates with Shaq. What was that like? What was Shaq like as a rookie?
He was exactly as you might think. I mean, just full of energy, full of life. He was – that was the young, slim version of Shaq. It was just stunning to watch his athleticism combined with the size. And, he would go coast to coast and dunk the ball. He actually tore down two baskets that season. The game in Phoenix, I remember, was delayed by about half an hour after he tore the rim down and the whole stanchion came down, and they had to replace it. It took them a while, but he was something, I'll tell you.
Man, memories of Orlando with Mark and Steve here on 95.7 The Game. So you got to watch Shaq, and then more recently you got to watch Moses and. Moses Moody, 7 threes in that first quarter. What were you thinking when you were watching that, Steve? Like, did you see this coming at all?
Well, he's been shooting the ball really well, through the early part of the season. And, you know, you could see it after the second shot. He just had a little grin on his face, and then the floodgates just opened up. So really fun to watch. I was so happy for him, and our whole team was. He's such a great young guy. And, you know, he had to battle with the injury in training camp. And, you know, obviously we didn't start him right away, but he quickly worked his way back, and he's in a really good groove right now.
Steve, when that happens, when you see someone visit the zone, how does it affect whatever your rotational plan was going into the game?
It really doesn't. You know, I mean, I know that at times, you know, a guy gets hot, you leave him out for a couple of extra minutes. But I find that whether it's with Steph or Clay or, you know, whoever, if you get too far away from your rotation, it may not be worth it, you know, to keep that guy out an extra long time. So I really just try to have a feel for the game, time and score, what our rotation is going to look like without that guy if we decide to run him longer, and make the decision that way.
Putting aside the unbelievable heater in that first quarter, has Moses solidified in your mind a spot as a starter on this team going forward?
Well, you know, he started the last 30 games or so last year, and one of the reasons we liked him in that role is because we had lost Wiggs in the trade for Jimmy, and Moses was the best suited guy to guard the ball, and he's doing a great job of that. So he's a really good fit, you know, next to Steph and Jimmy and Dre. He guards the ball, and then he's very efficient offensively. He doesn't turn it over and knocks down shots. So, I never want to say for sure that, you know, everything's set in stone, because things happen and combinations change and all that stuff. But, yeah, I mean, I don't foresee Moses coming out of the lineup, I would say that.
Steve Kerr with us, as he is every single week on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game, live from Orlando. Warriors in Orlando tomorrow, Miami on Wednesday, as they wrap up this road trip, which has been pretty successful. And before we get too far away from it, Steve, let's go back to the two games in San Antonio. I would love to get your perspective on what we saw Draymond do defensively against Wembanyama, because I found that to be just unbelievable, quite frankly.
It was an incredible matchup. I think Draymond is still the best defensive player in the league. I really believe that, because he can guard anybody at any position. But to see that matchup in particular, you know, just the size. I mean, they go out for the jump ball. I turned to the coaches. I said, he's a foot taller than Draymond. You know?
Yep.
I mean, and it's close, you know? I mean, Draymond really is about 6'5", you know? I know we list him at 6'7", but I think he's, without shoes, I think he's 6'5". And, you know, Wemby's like 7'4". I mean, maybe 7'5". It literally is a foot. So just incredible to watch the skill of Wembanyama, and then Draymond's brain and intensity and competitive desire. That was an amazing couple of games to watch.
When you were a player, did you ever get caught in a switch with, I don't know, Ralph Sampson or Mark Eaton or anybody like that, where it was, you know, kind of that sort of a size disadvantage?
I'm sure I did. There wasn't a whole lot I could do about it. But, you do get caught in those situations sometimes. And in the old days, it was a little easier. The game was played in a smaller area without much three-point shooting, so there's always help nearby. There's not nearly as much help these days for guys stuck on an island.
I wonder, Steve, before these two games started, what was the plan? Like, are you sitting there thinking that Draymond is going to be able to have that kind of an effect? And how do you even, with a straight face, sit down and discuss guarding someone who's 7'5" and can dribble and shoot threes?
Yeah. Well, Draymond is obviously the right guy for the job, no matter who it is, whether you're talking about Wemby or, you know, Zion or any of these young guys who are just, physical specimen. Draymond is the guy, because you have to be able to counter all that talent and all that size or explosiveness with brains and acumen, defensive acumen, his knowledge out there, beating guys to a spot, you know, getting below them, getting underneath them so they're a little uncomfortable. Amon is just the master with that kind of stuff.
Brains, acumen, talent. Steph Curry, coach, he follows up his 46 with 49, and you get both ends of that stay and play in San Antonio. What is your thought, your takeaway from, yes, Steph is really great, but does it continue to amaze you just how great he can be at this late date?
Yeah, I mean, it never gets old. Just the way he, you know, kind of goes about the game, you know, constantly in search of that flow, that zone. The way he plays, the fact that he can shoot every which way, you know, off the dribble, off the catch, flying off the screen. So he's in constant search for that rhythm. And when he's in rhythm, that's when we're at our best. And I thought we really found our rhythm, you know, these last few games as it relates to doing everything we can to enhance, you know, our best players, Steph, Jimmy, Draymond. That's what it's got to be. That's the way we're going to win. And that's how it has always worked in the NBA. You get, you know, you get the guys at the top of the food chain to play at their best by supporting them and, you know, making sure we've got the right flow, the right rhythm. You know, that's what wins in this league.
Steve, you were teammates with one of them. You coached the other one. Steph Curry holds up the 2-3 the other night in San Antonio when he finds out that he has tied Michael Jordan for the most 40-plus point games in NBA history after age 30. I wonder sort of how you would compare how dynamic and effective these two players were after their 30th birthday and when they got toward the twilight of their careers.
Well, you know, the first comparison comes, you know, when we're pulling into the arena last night and there's a line of people, you know, getting ready to go in the gates, and most of them have Steph Curry jerseys on. And that's what I remember about Chicago. Everyone on the road had a Jordan jersey on. So these two guys kind of transcend the sport. They transcend, you know, home team, road team. Like, people just want to root for these guys, whether it's Jordan or Steph. There's just an incredible aura about them. No matter what arena you're in, they are the center of attention. And I think both guys really loved that. They loved the challenge. They loved the game. They never wanted to disappoint anybody. They were both well aware that, you know, a lot of people were coming to see them for the only time in their life, you know, and they, Michael used to talk about that, and Steph talks about it too. They want to put on a show for the people who have supported them, you know, for so long. So it's each of them, you know, has just been a phenomenon in the league at different times, and it's fun to kind of see how it changes over the years and how the game has changed, but that it's still these individuals who can just carry so much weight for the league.
I know he achieves something statistical, it seems like, almost weekly, but because this one was MJ or whatnot, was there any exchange that the two of you had about it, any conversation?
No. I know he keeps up with all that stuff. I know Raymond Ritter fills him in on, you know, whatever record is next. And so Steph loves that stuff. He's an NBA historian himself, and he loves to pay homage to the people who came before him. So that didn't surprise me at all. But we didn't talk about it. We got other things we have to worry about.
Yeah, Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game, and those things are back-to-back games in Florida, Orlando tomorrow, then Miami. So, Steve, what's the plan for your older roster? Have you already sketched out who plays when and who sits?
We've been discussing it the last couple of days. And, you know, the Miami game will be our 17th game in 29 days in 13 different cities.
Well, but who's counting, right?
I'm not really keeping track or anything. But, I mean, it's been the toughest early schedule I've ever been a part of in my entire NBA life. And I think our guys have held up remarkably well, but there's definitely considerations to make with this back-to-back and then coming back and playing Portland on Friday. So we're going to try to do the right thing by our team and by the league, and we'll see where that takes us.
Is the fact that Wednesday is, I know you already had one of these last year, but Wednesday in Miami, is that a consideration at all for whatever you're going to do with Jimmy Butler?
Well, yeah, it has to be. So, I mean, there's a lot going on, with these decisions. We have to make sure we comply by league rules. I want to do what's best for our performance guys and what they're advising. And then, of course, I always talk to the players and, see where they are. But we have to consider everything for sure.
And then we saw that Jonathan has been ruled out already for tomorrow. So what is the health update on him?
We got a workout in today, and Rick said he looked a lot better, and so he's coming along, and I'm hopeful that he'll be able to play in Miami, but we don't know yet.
While we're doing the roster portion of the conversation, any idea on either D'Anthony Melton and or Seth Curry when they might be able to be Warriors?
Well, Melt is with us on the trip and really putting in the work and starting to scrimmage and that kind of stuff. But it's, he's not very close because he's been, as you know, he's missed all of last year pretty much. So he needs to really do a lot of on-court scrimmaging and rhythm work. And the good news is he's getting healthier and stronger every day, and he's definitely going to play a part in this season coming up. We just don't have an exact date yet.
And then what about Seth Curry? Are you able to even comment on that yet, Steve?
I don't know. So okay, since I don't know, I'm not going to comment on it.
Let's be safe.
Okay,
what
about Del Curry? Would Del Curry be available?
Great shooter, Del, and a great golfer too.
great breakdown,
Steve. I know we already kind of talked about Draymond's defense. There's the other part of what's been Draymond's trip, and I want to ask it from this perspective: with what happened with a fan last night, is this something that you see as more prevalent in today's NBA with fans kind of getting into a heckling thing with players, or has this just been this way all along, even back to your playing days?
No, I think it's been this way all along, the heckling part. But the difference now is, everybody's got a phone and everyone's filming stuff. And so it just feels like it's happening more now. But it was going on back in the day as well.
And when you see this happen, and I'm not sure if you even saw it in real time, but Draymond Green is so, he's not hot. He doesn't run hot. He's so smart about these interactions. But have you had conversations with him and the rest of your team about what the proper protocol would be when something like this happens?
No, because it's really the first time that I can remember something like this happening. We don't really do a prep thing or anything. I mean, obviously the players all know, you can't go into the stands and you're going to get suspended if you do. So the fact that Draymond went over and had a conversation with him, I kind of liked it. It didn't bother me at all. And the guy wants to heckle, then he should have a conversation with Draymond.
Yeah, and suddenly he didn't have as much to say when Draymond came over.
To say.
Yeah.
That's right. But Draymond handled it beautifully. He didn't do anything. There was no escalation. It was just a little conversation.
Steve, I wanted to ask you about something that might have gotten tucked into the scoreboard late last night. You've got a game in hand. But Buddy Hield on an inbound pass throws a pass that gets knocked away. And you were not pleased. Let's put it that way. What is your current feeling with regard to your team's ability to take care of the basketball?
Well, we're not where we need to be. I know that. I mean, last night we were able to be very loose and casual because that team was decimated. And, we shot the ball so well that we were going to win that game, but just based on the circumstances. But that doesn't mean we're building the right habits. And that's what I was so upset about with Buddy. You know, just the out of bounds pass. We've got to be able to be solid with that stuff. And, you know, Jimmy and Dre and Steph, I think, combined for 15 turnovers. So last night was really more about the stars. They're the ones who are going to have the ball in their hands. So they're allowed to make a few turnovers, but some of the decision-making last night was really bad. And so I'm trying to coach them up and stay on top of it, because if we want to do what we want to do, we're going to have to get a lot better with that stuff.
Yeah, Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game. I know you've been on the road, but you're well aware of what happened here with Coach John Beam. And he actually was the coach at the school where my sons both went, and of course at Laney Junior College. And I just wanted to give you a chance, Steve, to talk about it, because I know you've been such a great advocate for gun control. And so, yeah, Steve, I mean, when you saw the news, what went through your head?
Well, I didn't know Coach Beam, but I knew of him. And I know a lot of people, a lot of friends in Oakland who do community work. They immediately texted me and were just devastated by what had happened, because of just the impact that Coach Beam has made on so many young people's lives over the years. So it's devastating. It's terrible for the Bay, terrible for, obviously, for Coach Beam's family. I know how they feel from my own personal experience. It's just, it's the worst. It's the worst thing that can happen to a family. And so it's really a tough time for Oakland, and we're thinking about everybody there.
Very, very well said. Steve Kerr with us live from Orlando. I do want to get maybe what could feel, I think it was a happier note, which was, how was it to see Kevon Looney last night?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I wish he had gotten into the game. I was surprised that New Orleans didn't play him, but great to see Loon. You know, that he had some family at the game, and obviously a lot of hugs for Loon. But I'm really looking forward to playing New Orleans at home and the reception that Loon is going to get there. I mean, it's the impact he made on our team over the last decade, and I think the fans all recognize that, both on and off the floor. He's had some huge playoff games, helped us win championships, but just the leadership, the mentoring, the character. So we miss Loon a lot. It was wonderful to see him last night, but I can't wait for the home game at Chase. That's going to be really emotional.
That game is in 12 days, Coach. That's coming up Thanksgiving weekend.
Yep. He will receive as great of an ovation and response from our fans as just about anybody, really. So it'll be special.
I think this is when Raymond Ritter would like us to say, you can get your tickets at warriors.com.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, Coach, enjoy the rest of the walk. Thank you so much. Road trip is already a 3-1 record. We'll see where it goes from here. But does it kind of feel almost like a success? Like you guys kind of survived the gauntlet, as we discussed last week already?
Yeah, but it'd be great to really close it in a strong manner. You know, we have kind of looked at the early part of the schedule, and we just felt like if we could come out of these first 17 games in one piece, you know, we'll finally get a chance to breathe. We'll have 3 practices next week. We desperately need practice time. We haven't had any on this trip, as I mentioned. So, you know, we want to be able to carry this momentum forward, though, into tomorrow night's game against Orlando and finish it right against Miami. So a couple of big challenges ahead.
Okay, Steve, good luck with it. Bring it home, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Okay, there he goes. That's Steve Kerr out loose on the streets of Orlando, getting ready to finish up the trip with the 1-2 punch in Florida. Orlando tomorrow, Miami on Wednesday.
Yeah, interesting to see how they will go ahead and chart this. And he, you know, even mentioned when you asked him about, hey, how are you going to manage these next 2 games? And, you know, it's been 17 games in 29 days in 11 cities and, you know, on and on and on. Feels to me like one of these games is going to be a straight-up Wishnowski, as I like to say,
a punt.
Or a Thomas Morstead, if you want to be more current. But, and you also actually, I think, had a it was an okay question about the Jimmy Butler part of the Miami,
yeah.
Because it would make sense that you go out and you beat Orlando tomorrow if you can, and then you just shut it down, and you say, all right, youngsters, get out there and do your best, but Jimmy, Miami, revenge game, it makes it more interesting.
I don't think the league wants Jimmy Butler sitting in Miami. That's true. And maybe Jimmy doesn't want to be sitting in Miami. All right, we'll react to that and then get back to your Niners phone calls. How did it feel as a Niner fan to see a full-strength offense go out there and perform yesterday? 888-957-9570. Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. We're also sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back. You can cheer them on with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. So it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. This is Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Joe Shasky from The Morning Roast, and you're listening to Willard and Dibbs. If you're doing what I'm doing, then you're listening on the radio. If not, you could check them out and see what kind of hat Willard's wearing right now on YouTube.
That's right. It is a hat day because it's raining.
Yep.
And because, I don't know, I just want to be comfy. I want to be comfy when I'm watching a game. And we got a game tonight, and you got a pick to make.
Yep, the pick is in.
All right.
This is like, of all the games this weekend, like,
I'll take
whoa,
the over.
Week 11. What a week. And this is what we get on Monday night.
I know. Hey, but
I know we can't flex out on Monday night, but it'd be a lot cooler if we could.
I do like your point, though. Like, did anybody else just.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah.
Did you watch it all yesterday?
All of it.
And I mean, there was a Warrior game that got jammed in there too.
Yep.
Yesterday was a great, like, little misty outside. Just, dude, I never left the pad.
Wow.
I did, but like before it all started in the morning. But once 10 o'clock came around, dude, me, butt.
7 hours.
Couch, remote. get up for a meal, sit back down.
It's Uncle Scott.
From Sundays. Like, even into the night, obviously, did the show at night and just watched it all. And there were great, great matchups yesterday.
And you look at your phone and, oh, my step counter, 811 steps. Like, you probably didn't even walk a mile yesterday in your own shoes.
Is 800 is like
2,000 is about a mile.
That's not a lot, right?
No.
800 is not a lot.
No, you should be able to get like a guy like you with a dog walking and three kids and a bunch of problems. Dude. You're probably an easy 7,000 even if you do nothing.
I mean, how many have you tracked what it is from where we park to the office?
It's about a mile.
Which is
2,000 steps. Well, probably 1,700 for
your
steps.
But 2,000 each way.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct, Amanda.
So I'm getting 3,500 just to
easy.
Come to work.
Yep.
Okay.
Just to show up.
Yeah. Anyway.
So yesterday, you probably got about 709 steps.
700.
Totally. Yeah.
But I mean, those Panthers are coming in next week. That got bananas in overtime. Yes, I did wake up early and watch Mike McDaniel try his butt off to lose a football game in Spain. The Bills-Buccaneers thing did not disappoint. Hope you started your fantasy players. I was really the only big bummer of the day. I mean, the Chiefs lost. How wonderful was that?
Funny you say that about Bills and fantasy players, because yep. I have one and I didn't start him. And he didn't do a damn thing.
Who?
Khalil Shakir.
Oh.
Like.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's a little hurt.
Here's a weird thing.
He's a little
thing.
Banged up.
The Bills are a sideshow, because what people don't realize about Josh Allen, wonderful quarterback, right? He doesn't throw the ball.
Why would you? Jalen Hurts doesn't throw the ball, and they might be the best team in football.
It's unbelievable. Somehow he had three touchdown passes without throwing the ball. But when was the last time a Bills wide receiver was like, yeah, I'm going to start that guy in fantasy? Huh?
A couple weeks ago, Shakir had, but he had a 67-yard, one-time kapow.
But you'll get a one-off, but you could trust it. It was at least 2 years ago, Stephon Diggs. But, you can't figure their game out. You just know that Josh is going to run around, and then you're going to run over there, and you run over there, and you huck it downfield. Somebody might catch it. You've probably never heard of him, right? You're benching Keon Coleman in the middle of it. Like, they just sat him because he missed a meeting.
Yep.
Who knew that Gabe Davis was on their practice squad? Next thing you know, he's out there catching balls. They have no wide receiver room identity. None.
Tyrell Shavers.
Never heard of him.
Four catches and a TD.
Yep.
Ty Johnson, 2 for 61.
Yeah, well, that's a running back.
James Cook, running back.
Yeah, James Cook.
Gabe Davis, 3 for 40. Okay. Dawson Knox, I got a catch.
Yeah.
Curtis Samuel, you have two. Joshua Palmer, have a couple. Kaliki Latu, you get a catch. Khalil Shakir. One catch, -3.
Ooh.
On my bench.
So sorry.
To your point, Cook, fine. Gabe Davis, you've heard of him. And the other running back, I guess. But, you don't have any real...
It's just Josh.
You have a good running back.
It's just Josh.
But you've got Josh.
It's just Josh, and he runs around, and then stuff happens, and then they score 40 points, and they usually win.
That's pretty much it, right?
So, anyway, the one game that bummed me out, and this really affects the Niners, it really, 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 really affects the Niners. Damn it, the Vikings had it.
Oh, boy.
They came all the way back, and they got the touchdown from Jordan Addison. And you want to talk about what the experience used to be like as recently as last year of being a Niner fan, which is you make the big play at the end of the game, and then your special teams screws the whole thing
the pooch.
Up.
We just, yeah.
There you go, Minnesota.
Screwed the pooch.
You got the game-winning touchdown, and then you somehow let the kickoff return fly all the way down to the other end of the field, and the Bears, Cairo Santos was on one yesterday, and he kicks a game-winning field goal as time expires. And the Bears are winning that division. And probably the team the Niners need to, make sure they keep at bay. Because I know the Niners right now are in quote-unquote playoff position, but that's because they're ahead of the Lions. And I don't think that they're going to – the Lions are not going to keep doing this. They're 6-4. I think the Lions are going to get in. The Bears are the team that needs to calm down. And yesterday was their first kind of opportunity to do so, and they escaped. They're 7-3 somehow.
Right. I mean – somehow Caleb Williams is much, much better than
better. Yeah.
He's better, and they look good, but you look at what Detroit still has. They've got the Packers. They go at the Rams. They go at the Vikings and at the Bears.
Sure.
So, I mean, the Lions are no guarantee. I know that if you look at the Lions, you think, okay, they're probably a 10 or 11 win team. They should be, but 6-4 with 7 to go. They also have the Cowboys and the Steelers and the Giants, more winnable games, but the ones they have in their division, not easy. Plus, you go to L.A. to take on the Rams.
Well, it's more, I look at the Bears schedule, and again, we're doing this because I think the Niners need to make their hay right now, and it started yesterday. You win 41-22, and by the way, we're back on the Niners in your calls, 888-957-9570. How did seeing the fully stacked offense feel to you? It gave me, offensively, for the first time in a long time, I got almost kind of 2023 vibes from the offense. And yes, I know a lot was handed to them. Penalties constantly by the Cardinals. Good field position. Wow. Special teams play. Sky Moore, an early lead 13 seconds into the game. I get all that. But I thought the offense gave the vibes of what we saw repeatedly two seasons ago when it felt like a birthright to get to 30 points. And so I'm very, very excited about that, but also mindful that the defense is still hampered and lost more again yesterday with Tatum Bethune going down. High ankle sprain, he's going to miss multiple weeks. Plus, special teams gets worse. Eddie Pinheiro is going to miss time. He's week to week with a pulled hamstring. So the Niners have really got to be mindful of the games they're supposed to win. That's kind of my take for the rest of the year. You have to be very, very good at taking care of the games you're supposed to win. When you're going against a mediocre quarterback, you have to make him look mediocre. And you have to score 30-plus and win that game. So that means Carolina. That means Cleveland. That means Tennessee for sure.
Yep.
And then if you win all those and you're 10-4, then we'll see what we get with those last three.
Chicago, Colts, Indy, and Seattle.
Colts, yep. Bears, Seattle, yep. In that order.
Yep.
Right? Okay. So we'll see what we get then. If you can even get one of those, you're an 11-win team you're going to be in one shape or form. But here's where the Bears go the rest of the way. They get the Steelers in Chicago this week. Probably no Aaron Rodgers. So that's another break for them. They could be 8-3. But then it's at Eagles, at Packers. Yes, then they're home to Cleveland, then they're home to Packers, then they're here, then they're home to Lions. So they've got one game against the Browns left to the Bears. And outside of that, it's Packers, Eagles, Lions, Niners for five games. So I still think the Bears could end up getting knocked down and knocked out of this thing, but that did not help yesterday. That was a bad development for the Niners, what happened at the end of that game in Minnesota.
It was mildly annoying. It wasn't necessarily bad, because if you're better than Chicago, you play them, you beat them.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Just the way that goes. And the definition of a good team beats the teams it's supposed to beat. And when Chicago comes here during Christmas week, you're going to be favored, and you should beat Chicago. It doesn't mean you're going to, and you're going to be favored against Cleveland on the road. I don't know if you're going to win that just because you're favored, but yesterday, to me, cemented the whole idea, the idiom of the definition of a good team. A good team beats the teams it's supposed to beat.
Yes.
And when you face that Arizona team with a backup quarterback, say what you want about whether or not he's better than Kyler Murray, he might be, but they have no running back. Their top two running backs are out. Their top two receivers are out. That's a game you're supposed to win, and you're supposed to go out there and hammer them, and you did. And so that, for me, was the biggest takeaway. Brock Purdy, he was good. Yeah, he was good. He didn't have to be spectacular. He was good. And McCaffrey was good. And the defense was good enough. The defense didn't have to be any better than they were. The entire operation was obviously good enough. They were much better than Arizona. And those are the games that you go out and you win.
Yeah, I kind of share the way you're talking about the way Brock performed. But at the same time, I don't know, I feel like it's maybe a... And I don't want to speak for you. I think it's a bigger deal than the way you're putting it. Let's not forget where we all were 3 days ago.
Where who all was?
The whole entire conversation around
the fans,
fan base.
Though, right? Yeah. Okay.
I know, Leah, this isn't about the way you or I see it.
No, it's,
I
mean, for me, it's two different things. It's about how we all see it, and it's about how they see
but
it.
But it's also, look, the bottom line for me, this is a very, very big deal that he came back and looked like this. Was it a perfect performance? That's not even the point. Sure, he threw a couple balls that could have gone the other way. I also thought he was very efficient. And yes, things did kind of at times fall in his lap, such as the opening kickoff, hand the ball off, poof, you're already up 7-0. But then the next drive, which was decent field position, but in your own territory, bang, he cut it loose. He made an adjustment pre-snap,
yeah,
opened things
that
up for
beautiful.
Kittle.
That was his best play.
And delivered an absolutely gorgeous ball. And by the way, it's one that he said really settled him in.
I mean, it felt good just to get into a rhythm for sure and you know, hit the guys and have some big gains. And then to hit that one, it was like, yeah, like we're playing. You know, we're in an NFL game. You know, put a good throw onto George and he completes it. Like, it just felt good for, you know, my confidence and everything. But, you know, outside of that, man, it's football. I've been here before. And it was just trying to settle back into, you know, who I am and how I play quarterback.
And here's what George said about that play.
I think I've only said this about two quarterbacks. Like, Brock's presence in the huddle is just so elite. He just had, like, he plays the game with this joy that's so infectious, and it's just so much fun to play football with him. I mean, especially, like, what, five plays into the game, he hits me 30 yards down the field on a perfect pass. Like, he was definitely feeling it. I think he's got the confidence. He's got his swagger. I mean, more people were celebrating with Brock after his touchdown pass than with me. I was a little jealous. But, yeah, he was feeling it today. I will say the one pass to Christian on third down was, like, that is, like, he clicked too many Madden buttons on his controller and just said, screw it. And what a play by Christian.
By the way, I've heard this bite now like eight times, and I don't know. There's a hole in my memory. What play is he talking
He's
about?
He's talking
to Christian?
About the play at the end of the game, third and 15 from the 39. They're already up 35-16.
Yeah.
And it's third and 15. And if they don't convert it, fine.
Like,
then
whatever. Right.
But he kind of scrambled around. He threw it super high, and McCaffrey goes way up in the air, and he pulled it down.
Oh,
and I thought
right.
they marked
okay.
him short.
Right at the sticks, yeah.
Right now, okay,
and
that
then,
play. Yes, I remember
I
that play.
Because I have a scribble on my notes, because I had already written down fourth and one.
He did look a yard short. He looked a half yard short.
Well, and I think the refs looked at it, and then they looked at each other and said, what are we doing?
By the way, I've seen
let's give him a first down, and let's all go home.
No, but I've seen a lot of that this year. Honestly, and I get that the yellow line thing on our TV is
right.
not official,
right.
but put it this way. Here's how I'll say it. I don't know if he was short or not. What's interesting, though, is I've seen on a number of occasions around the league this year, when something looks like it's, right on the, that's in the maybe area, they don't come out and measure anymore.
No, it's all automatic.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all digital. And so I'm trying to... I'd love to learn more about how that works, because you do, as a fan, I get that whatever they're doing is way more high tech than what we're doing, but as a fan, you're looking down on the field and what the refs are doing, and you're like, how? How do you, like, you're just sticking your foot out, and now,
exactly.
now you know, because somebody's got a computer or something upstairs, that's a first down, and that's supposed to make us feel like it's more...
Legitimate
right. than it used to. And I'm like, it doesn't feel that way.
The actual,
it might be, but it doesn't feel that way.
That part of it is much more legitimate,
yeah.
wherever the sticks are set, that's now like a laser, as I borrow from Austin Powers. So that actually is a laser metric that you can absolutely, within an inch, determine if it's a first down or not. But the other part of it, which I think is hilarious, is you've got two guys my age or your age, and they run in with their right foot and they decide that this is where he was down. So you have the inexact science of two guys running in and right. making a decision, or the other part of it is the laser measurement. The laser measurement is absolutely accurate, but it depends on your right foot
totally.
And my right foot.
Yeah.
And on this play, I thought also, granted, that he was, you know, maybe a half yard or even more short. And even the graphic, they put up fourth and one, and then next thing you know, nope. We're going to scooch it up, first down, run the clock, let's go home.
Yeah, totally. And it got weird last night. I don't know how many of y'all watched Sunday Night Football. It got weird because, like, tush pushes were actually not being effective last night. There was also a false start on one of them, which wasn't actually kind of a false start because somebody's just whapping the ground, which is not simulating a snap. And so,
well, he made contact with the defender, but the defender was in the neutral zone.
Right.
So, it should have been a flag on the defense for lining up in the neutral zone, but the offensive player reached out and was slapping his hand.
Right. Right.
To, like, call attention to
it. The whole thing.
Really weird.
Really weird. And then people still walked away mad at the refs because the game effectively ended. Not that the Lions were going to come back and win the game, but the game ended on a hellacious pass interference call on Rock Ya-Sin.
Yep.
Actually going against A.J. Brown, and I didn't see any penalty on the play. If there was one, though, it was on A.J.
Correct.
Like, because he shoved him. He gave him a good shove in the chest to break toward the sideline. So people still ended up on social media screaming about, like, even legit people. Like, Albert Breer's like, we've got to reconstruct officiating in the NFL.
Sure. Absolutely. You know? Here's another idea. Don't go 0 for 5 on fourth down.
Well, sure. So, no, there's no defending Campbell yesterday.
I'm totally with you, and we all want to reimagine officiating, and if you want to talk about the big three sports, I think that NFL officiating is as close to the right way to do it as possible.
They
work together, they have a replay assist, and they have a challenge system, and so I think if you want to add in, like, being able to challenge penalties and whatnot, then we get into a slippery slope. I thought yesterday in the Arizona Niner game was a perfect example of it, where Renardo Green gets called for unsportsmanlike conduct, which it was, but honestly, that was two ways. Like, McBride had his hand inside Green's face mask.
But it's always the reactor.
That should have been offsetting.
It's always the reactor.
So the reactor, whatever. The very next play, he does the little sniffy sniff thing, and now we're going to throw the flag. That was a makeup call if there ever was one.
Maybe.
I mean, that wasn't much of a taunt, and I didn't even know that the finger sniff was a penalty.
Yeah, it's
I don't know if I've ever seen it. I know what it is.
It's vulgar.
There's a lot. There are many more things that are more vulgar, and there are things that you don't realize that are vulgar, that are actually vulgar.
Oh, for sure. And what I also would say is I've seen a lot of other NFL players do the exact same celebration and not get called. But I love that ref's like, I know what you're doing. You can't do that.
That was pretty funny. But I think that it got called on the heels of the green. I mean, it was literally the next play.
I do believe in makeup calls. Not meaning that they should happen, but I know refs will always be like, nope, everything on its surface, nothing has anything to do with the play before. Sure it does. Sure it does. You're a human being.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a human being. And like Renardo Green, there's no defending what Renardo Green did. But Trey McBride tried to snap his head off prior to Renardo Green going crazy. And football is an emotional game. And again, like Kyle Shanahan was livid with Renardo, and he should be. At the same time, super easy for us on our couch. You know, like Jalen Ramsey, he got kicked out of the game. Hey, Jalen, chill out. Easy for us to say, someone just spit in his face.
Well, on his chest. But he tried to spit
in
his face.
The fact that he missed a little bit is not an excuse. Or not a reason for, like, it's an emotional.
As an accomplished spitter, you got to be better, Jamar Chase, at that level.
It's bad aim.
It's just, it's sad is what it is.
It's two things. That's why it's twofold. First of all, you're trying to spit in someone's face. That's gross and awful.
Yep.
And then secondly, you missed. That's even stupider.
No doubt.
Yeah. Anyway, so look, back to what I was saying, though. I don't think that we can undersell this because the conversation for 6 weeks was all about, should the Niners ride the hot hand? Should they? Can they go back? What happens if he doesn't look good? What about the? And I like. There's more there. We got more licks on the Tootsie Pop thing that we got to do here, because for 6 weeks we've had an anxiety-filled discussion about this. And he came out, and whether you want to affix, and Grandy's grades coming up later, do you want to A-plus him, A-minus, B-plus, whatever you want to say, I think we need to have that conversation. A healthy portion of the fan base, I was told last week, didn't even want him out there. And he looked, I thought, really good. He calmed everything down. I think he reminded people of the quarterback that he is, and it excited me for what this offense could do going forward, because let's be real, they're going to have to be really good.
They're going to have to be like that.
They're going to have to be really good.
They're going to have to be like that, and probably even a little bit better, because we can look at 41 points and say, oh boy, 41, how are you going to be better than that? Well, you had a one-yard field, and you had 3 points at the end of the first half that were basically gifted to you because of a personal foul on Calais Campbell. You had to settle for a 62-yard field goal. Calais Campbell mugged the long snapper, so you got a free 15, and you got 3 points because of it. And then you had the Diamador Lenore interception that set you up in the red zone. So you had special teams basically gifted 17 points of your 41. Now, I know you had to score from the 19, fine, but the Sky Moore return to the one, that's a special teams touchdown. McCaffrey gets the credit. And before the half, you missed the field goal, but you got 15 yards, and so you got 3 points.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
As much as you got 41 points, I get it, as a team,
but
offensively, you really only probably had 24 of those.
925, just stop. Matt could have done just as good. You guys do whatever you can to prop up Purdy by degrading another quarterback.
You guys.
I didn't even say Mac Jones's name that segment.
No, and he probably could have done that, but that's not the point. Brock played. And Brock was, and I look forward to your grade. I haven't seen the Grandy's grades. I know what I gave him. And yeah, could they have won that game with Mac Jones as the quarterback?
Yes, they could have won
Absolutely.
The game. Do I think he could have looked like that? No, I don't.
Yes, I think he could have.
He's a different player. They play a completely different game. Brock holds the ball more because he's looking for a bigger play. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. But we could talk it out. I'm so glad that you texted in. Just stop. Matt could have done just as good. And apparently that's where some of our fans still are. I'm so thrilled that the offense is full strength. Let's keep talking it out. Grandy's grades later. Willard and Dibbs, 888-957-9570.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.